Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After that, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck. Listen. Task 1. In this section, you will hear about some strange customs and traditions in different countries of the world. Your task will be to match the pictures A to H on the left with the countries they refer to. Put the letters of the pictures in the grid next to the names of the countries and their numbers 1 to 7 on the right. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Last year, an American man was reported to be arrested by security for wearing shorts at a shopping center in Oman, where the law says that shoulders and knees must be covered and revealing clothes are not allowed in public. The incident shows just how dangerous traveling can be if you are not familiar with the laws, customs, and etiquette of the country you're visiting before stepping off the plane. Here's a short guide to getting around the world and back again safe and well. Remember, for example, that in Saudi Arabia, showing emotions between women and men in public, like kissing, for example, is punishable by 40 hits with a stick. Until very recently, it was also illegal for women to drive a car. And if anyone mentions the Prophet Muhammad, it should always be followed by the words, "Peace be upon him." In Mexico, people often stand so close that you can feel their breath on your face. If you step back, they'll probably try to close the gap. The polite thing is to accept this disturbing closeness. If you move away, they'll follow in an embarrassed chase around the room anyway. In Israel, the holy day is Saturday, and a lot of shops are closed, and many people don't work on Friday either, so the working week runs from Sunday to Thursday. We all know that leaving a tip in a restaurant is expected in America. You may well get shouted at or even chased down the street if you don't. But in Japan, they may do the opposite of the US and chase you down the street if you do leave money on the table. Alcohol is illegal in Libya. Instead, as in the rest of the Arab world, you will be constantly offered tea and coffee. You should always accept it, even if you only take a couple of sips. As in most other Arab countries, the holy day is Friday, and most people don't work on Thursday. The week runs from Saturday to Wednesday. So when an Arab says, "Thank God it's Friday," he really means that. The native communities in the Amazon rainforests in Brazil believe that if you take a photograph of them, you are stealing their souls. In other parts of the country, it's usually considered rude to photograph strangers. Always ask before taking someone's picture. In Italy, cutting bread with a knife is regarded as bad manners. It should be torn with the hands. Covering a whole slice of bread with jam and then biting from it is entirely unacceptable.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that now we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Last year, an American man was reported to be arrested by security for wearing shorts at a shopping center in Oman, where the law says that shoulders and knees must be covered and revealing clothes are not allowed in public. The incident shows just how dangerous traveling can be if you are not familiar with the laws, customs, and etiquette of the country you're visiting before stepping off the plane. Here's a short guide to getting around the world and back again safe and well. Remember, for example, that in Saudi Arabia, showing emotions between women and men in public, like kissing, for example, is punishable by 40 hits with a stick. Until very recently, it was also illegal for women to drive a car. And if anyone mentions the Prophet Muhammad, it should always be followed by the words, "Peace be upon him." In Mexico, people often stand so close that you can feel their breath on your face. If you step back, they'll probably try to close the gap. The polite thing is to accept this disturbing closeness. If you move away, they'll follow in an embarrassed chase around the room anyway. In Israel, the holy day is Saturday, and a lot of shops are closed, and many people don't work on Friday either, so the working week runs from Sunday to Thursday. We all know that leaving a tip in a restaurant is expected in America. You may well get shouted at or even chased down the street if you don't. But in Japan, they may do the opposite of the US and chase you down the street if you do leave money on the table. Alcohol is illegal in Libya. Instead, as in the rest of the Arab world, you will be constantly offered tea and coffee. You should always accept it, even if you only take a couple of sips. As in most other Arab countries, the holy day is Friday, and most people don't work on Thursday. The week runs from Saturday to Wednesday. So when an Arab says, "Thank God it's Friday," he really means that. The native communities in the Amazon rainforests in Brazil believe that if you take a photograph of them, you are stealing their souls. In other parts of the country, it's usually considered rude to photograph strangers. Always ask before taking someone's picture. In Italy, cutting bread with a knife is regarded as bad manners. It should be torn with the hands. Covering a whole slice of bread with jam and then biting from it is entirely unacceptable.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear an anecdote about a college professor and life in general. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below by continuing the sentences we have begun for you. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
A college professor stood before his philosophy class at the start of a new semester. Silently, he picked up a very large jar and filled it with golf balls. Then he asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor then picked up a box of small stones and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly, and the small stones settled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. He asked once more if the jar was full. The students again responded with a loud yes. The professor then produced two beer cans from under the table and emptied them into the jar, filling the empty spaces between the sand. The students laughed. "Now," said the professor, "I want you to understand that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things, your family, health, friends, and your feeling of well-being. If everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The small stones are the other things that matter, your job, your house, your achievements, and so on. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first," he continued, "there is no room left for the golf balls or the small stones. The same is true for life. If you spend all your energy on the small stuff, you'll never have time for the things that are really important to you. Pay attention to the things that are essential to your happiness. Spend time with your parents. Play with your children. Enjoy the beauty of existence. Take care of the golf balls first, the things that really matter. The rest is just sand." One of the students then raised her hand and asked what the beer represented. The professor smiled. "I'm glad you asked. The beer shows you that no matter how full your life may seem, you should always have some time for a drink with a friend."
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that now we will play the recording in shorter sections.
A college professor stood before his philosophy class at the start of a new semester. Silently, he picked up a very large jar and filled it with golf balls. Then he asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor then picked up a box of small stones and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly, and the small stones settled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. He asked once more if the jar was full. The students again responded with a loud yes. The professor then produced two beer cans from under the table and emptied them into the jar, filling the empty spaces between the sand. The students laughed. Now, said the professor, I want you to understand that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things, your family, health, friends, and your feeling of well-being. If everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The small stones are the other things that matter, your job, your house, your achievements, and so on. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first, he continued, there is no room left for the golf balls or the small stones. The same is true for life. If you spend all your energy on the small stuff, you'll never have time for the things that are really important to you. Pay attention to the things that are essential to your happiness. Spend time with your parents. Play with your children. Enjoy the beauty of existence. Take care of the golf balls first, the things that really matter. The rest is just sand. One of the students then raised her hand and asked what the beer represented. The professor smiled. I'm glad you asked. The beer shows you that no matter how full your life may seem, you should always have some time for a drink with a friend.
is the end of task two. Task three. In this section, you will hear a bizarre telephone conversation between a customer and a pizza restaurant operator. Your task will be to find one word in each of the following sentences that is not correct in the context of the recording. First, cross it out, and then write the correct one on the line after the sentence. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Hello, Pizza Center. Can I help you?
Hello. Can you take my order, please?
Yes. Can I have your card number first, sir?
Yeah. Hold on. My number is 8845 3470.
Okay. You're Mr. Brandon, and you're calling from flat 2, floor 3, 9 Hamilton Road, Nottingham. Your home number is 02768-9901. Your office number is 02266-1355. And your mobile is 09844-7812. You're calling from your home number now.
Huh? How did you get all my phone numbers?
We are connected to the system, sir.
I see. I wish to order your rich seafood pizza.
That's not a good idea, sir.
How come?
According to your medical records, you are rather overweight, and you also have pretty high blood pressure, sir.
What? What do you recommend then?
Try our low-fat organic pizza. You'll like it.
How do you know for sure?
You borrowed a book entitled Popular Organic Dishes from the National Library last week, sir.
Okay, I give up. Give me 3 family-size ones, then.
Yes, that should be enough for your family of 7, sir. The total is £55.
Can I pay by credit card?
I'm afraid you have to pay us cash, sir. Your credit card is over the limit, and you have owed your bank £300 since October last year. That's not including the late payment charges on your bank loan, sir.
Never mind, just send the pizzas. I'll have the cash ready. How long is it going to take, anyway?
About 45 minutes, sir. But if you can't wait, you can always come and collect it on your motorcycle.
What?
According to the details in the system, you own a motorcycle, registration number 7786.
These guys know my motorbike number too.
Is there anything else, sir?
Nothing. By the way, aren't you giving me those 3 bottles of soft drink as advertised?
We normally would, sir, but based on your records, you're also diabetic and soft drinks contain a lot of sugar. In the best interests of your health, we would prefer not to supply this offer.
What the
You'd better mind your language, sir. Remember that on the 10th of July, you were imprisoned for 3 days and fined £150 for using dirty language against a policeman.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that now we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Hello, Pizza Centre. Can I help you?
Hello. Can you take my order, please?
Yes. Can I have your card number first, sir?
Yeah. Hold on. My number is 8845-3470.
Okay. You're Mr. Brandon, and you're calling from flat 2, floor 3, 9 Hamilton Road, Nottingham. Your home number is 02768-9901. Your office number is 02266-1355, and your mobile is 09844-7812. You're calling from your home number now.
Huh? How did you get all my phone numbers?
We are connected to the system, sir.
I see. I wish to order your rich seafood pizza.
That's not a good idea, sir.
How come?
According to your medical records, you are rather overweight, and you also have pretty high blood pressure, sir.
What? What do you recommend then?
Try our low-fat organic pizza. You'll like it.
How do you know for sure?
You borrowed a book entitled Popular Organic Dishes from the National Library last week, sir.
Okay, I give up. Give me 3 family-sized ones then.
Yes, that should be enough for your family of 7, sir. The total is £55.
Can I pay by credit card?
I'm afraid you have to pay us cash, sir. Your credit card is over the limit and you have owed your bank £300 since October last year. That's not including the late payment charges on your bank loan, sir.
Never mind, just send the pizzas. I'll have the cash ready. How long is it going to take, anyway?
About 45 minutes, sir. But if you can't wait, you can always come and collect it on your motorcycle.
What?
According to the details in the system, you own a motorcycle, registration number 7786.
These guys know my motorbike number too.
Is there anything else, sir?
Nothing. By the way, aren't you giving me those free bottles of soft drink as advertised?
We normally would, sir, but based on your records, you're also diabetic and soft drinks contain a lot of sugar. In the best interests of your health, we would prefer not to supply this offer.
What the
You'd better mind your language, sir. Remember that on the 10th of July, you were imprisoned for 3 days and fined £150 for using dirty language against a policeman.
Listen.
That is the end of task 3 and also the end of the listening exam.